A stolen mountain of Bitcoin will get reunited with its owners. FBI agents have arrested a New York couple as authorities seized $3.5 billion in allegedly stolen cryptocurrency. $3.5 billion with a B as in Bitcoin. It's said to be the Justice Department's largest single seizure of financial assets ever. Officials say the couple was laundering the digital currency, converting its value into real-world assets. Like what? Marketplace's Nova Zavo.
Well, David, things like good old-fashioned gold. Also things like Walmart gift cards for their own personal expenses. This is all according to the government. The couple are Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather Morgan. They're in their early 30s, a married couple who live in New York. They haven't entered pleas yet, but their lawyer called the charges thin. Their LinkedIn profiles are interesting, David. They describe themselves as tech entrepreneurs. Heather Morgan says she's also a writer and a comedic rapper. Ilya Lichtenstein's profile describes him as a coder and investor who's interested in blockchain technology. And that technology, of course, is what undergirds cryptocurrencies.
Now, who'd they allegedly steal the Bitcoin from?
Well, officials say it was stolen in a 2016 hack of a cryptocurrency exchange called Bitfinex that's located in Hong Kong. At the time, about 120,000 Bitcoin was taken. It was worth about $70 million then. The government hasn't charged the couple with the actual hacking, but prosecutors say most of that Bitcoin ended up in accounts they controlled. They're alleged to have laundered about 25,000 of the Bitcoin. Much of the rest was still unused. With these arrests, federal prosecutors tried to hammer the point that they are better able to track these kinds of transactions now, although it's still popular in the dark web. We saw ransomware attacks last year where hackers asked for payment in cryptocurrency.
All right, Nova, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The bond market has turned up, pulling down the 10-year interest rate to 1.93%. U.S. stock index futures are up, for the NASDAQ up 1%, for the S&P up 0.7%. Dow futures are up 0.5%. A union representing Southwest Airlines flight attendants is pushing back against the airline's plan to get back to serving alcohol later this month. The union thinks the hard stuff makes air rage worse. Last week, the CEO of Delta Airlines called for a national no-fly list. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration says last year it investigated over 1,000 unruly passenger incidents.
Compared to about 1 to 200 in a typical year.
That's Lindsay Roschke, travel and hospitality analyst with the research company Morning Consult. The FAA says over two-thirds of reported incidents involve disputes over face masks. As long as the mandate to wear them exists, Roschke says.
We're probably going to continue to see these air rage incidents happen more often than in non-pandemic times.
Some flight attendants are concerned that the return of alcohol on board will make passengers even more unruly. Taylor Garland with the Association of Flight Attendants CWA says the union's members are already strained trying to tell people to put their masks on.
And when you introduce alcohol and people may become tipsy or inebriated, that makes the flight attendant's job that much harder to get passengers to comply.
Garland's union has called for airport bars to restrict the amount of alcohol passengers can drink before boarding. It also calls for a no-fly list of disruptive passengers,
so that people who are either fined by the FAA or who may face criminal charges from the DOJ are ultimately banned from flying, at least for a certain period of time.
Airlines already maintain their own no-fly lists. But last week, Delta CEO wrote to the Attorney General proposing a national, industry-wide list. Henry Hartevelt is a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group.
What Delta is saying is, if I ban somebody from Delta, that person shouldn't become another airline's problem.
Getting the government involved in banning unruly passengers is likely to raise civil liberties concerns. Hartevelt says passengers would need some form of redress. But overall, aviation analyst Samuel Engel at the consulting firm ICF says airlines are looking for ways to strengthen their hand.
Inside the cabin, you want to be able to say that my rules are law.
Engel says airlines also want to show employees that they have their back. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The global shortage of microchips isn't going away anytime soon. The world's biggest car maker, Toyota, reported today that its profit for the last quarter fell more than 20%, and the chip mess will continue to cut into its production. The BBC's Marika Oi reports.
When its rivals started facing shortages of semiconductor chips in early 2021, Toyota was relatively well prepared. It faced a similar problem a decade ago, just after the 2011 tsunami, when it reviewed its supply chain and started stockpiling. But as the pandemic dragged on, those stocks are running low. The company has once again lowered its global production target to 8.5 million. Many analysts predict the chip shortage will last until next year. Another challenge for Toyota is it's trailing many of its rivals when it comes to electric vehicle or EVs after focusing on hybrids. While hybrids are still more popular in emerging markets, EVs are gaining popularity in some of its biggest markets like China, the US and Europe. So in addition to overcoming the chip shortage, Toyota also needs to catch up with its rivals in the EV market in order to retain its title as the world's best-selling car maker. I'm the BBC's Marika Oi for Marketplace.
And of course you can pay for things with many smartphones, passcode or face recognition, then tap. But there's third-party hardware and software involved. Now Apple has announced Tap to Pay, where a person on the food truck or at a crafts fair can accept payments phone-to-phone, no other rigmarole. First, this is called contactless payment, but actually there is contact, a little tap. Secondly, merchants can get your payment through Venmo and the like already, but Apple's system is designed to be more fluidly seamless, like knocking elbows to say hi. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.